Welcome to the Firehouse Magazine Insider for the March 2012 issue of Firehouse. I'm Elizabeth Narulis, Managing Editor, and we'll be talking with Fire Chief Chris Christopoulos, Jr. of the Lebanon, New Hampshire Fire Department about his commentary in the Combination Run Survey, which appears in the March issue of the magazine. Chief Christopoulos, thank you so much for joining us. We'd like to just discuss a few points related to the article.
Good morning. Happy to do it.
Thank you. One issue we're wondering about is when you asked some of the fire chiefs what information they wanted to gain from the survey, what were the responses?
Well, I thought it was interesting. And when I started reviewing the data, I recognize a number of the fire departments on there and know some of the chiefs very personally. So I reached out to a couple of them because I thought it'd be helpful, rather than just looking at it from my perspective, to kind of get an idea of what their perspective were. Anything from a combination department with one full-time person to a combination department that's actually fairly similar in size to my own here in New Hampshire. And it was interesting that the smaller department in a predominantly volunteer or town with one full-time person, they looked at it as, you know, what quantity or types of apparatus are appropriate for a community of their size in comparison to other communities that are of their similar demographics. Whereas if I looked at the other department, they were more concerned about looking at staffing models for small to mid-sized combination departments. So I think that it was interesting because then I looked at it from my perspective, and the question that I constantly get asked is my department cost effective? And it's very difficult to define that, in that I think there are a lot of different factors in it. You can't just say, well, I'm going to compare myself against X department or Y department, that there are a lot of factors that go into that determining the cost effectiveness. So it was interesting to kind of hear from the different folks on what their thoughts were.
Yes, that is interesting. And some of them thought maybe that staffing was an issue too. And is it? I'm sure that's just as hard with the factors to say what is the right staffing level. Is that right?
Yeah. I mean, if you look at the survey in the departments, the definition of a combination department is pretty broad. And you've got one department that serves a million plus people that's a combination department, and you have other departments that serve 500. I mean, it runs the gamut if you look at the survey data. And I think what's important is to not just look at the numbers. You really need to look at the demographics of the department and then decide what information you really need for your community.
What kind of value do you think there is to collecting that kind of data?
I think there's value, and I think, you know, looking at it from my perspective, I've looked at the Firehouse Run Survey for all volunteer departments, and I've looked at it for all full-time departments, and it's very difficult to, you know, that we are a combination department here, and I need to compare myself with other combination departments. And I think in looking at it, I found maybe 8 or 10 of the departments were fairly similar in population served, but without an understanding, you know, exactly all of their demographics. For example, my resident population here in the city of Lebanon is about 15,000 people. It jumps to about 40,000 people during the day with the influx of commuter traffic to our major medical center and some of our businesses and shopping areas. That may be different than a community that lists their population at 15,000. They may not have that same effect. But I think there's certainly value in looking at what staffing levels are, what their total budgets are, what are they running for shift staffing. Certain staffing is an issue for us also. We run two stations, so we're kind of, you know, a split, you know, organization and, you know, in covering not a huge area. And that's another thing. If you look at some of the demographics of the department surveyed, you have some that serve, you know, 1 or 2 square miles and on upwards to, you know, several hundred square miles. So I think, you know, there's certainly value in catching that data, but I think fire chiefs need to be really careful about what and how they use that data in trying to either compare or market their fire department.
Right, and to their own residents and to the community leaders. Is that right?
Absolutely. I mean, and, you know, it's you know, I sat on a committee with the Volunteer Chief Officers section of the IFC, and one of the biggest things that came out of that session in strategic planning for the fire service was how do we best market our fire departments. And I think having good data, quality data, helps us to better market our organizations and our values. But we really need to look at what our specific issues are in our specific, you know, localities, and not necessarily get caught up in, you know, just looking at numbers. And you know, that's the caution I take away from it. I think it's great to see the data and to see the shift to including combination departments. I'm was really happy to see that. But I really do believe people need to be careful about what they take away from that data. And, you know, we've always been told, and I hear this constantly with some of my city leaders, is that, well, you can manipulate data to whatever way you want it to look. And that partially is true. And, you know, if we're upfront and honest with our residents and our city leaders, and really looking at the data, if we're going to look at it, you really need to dig deeper. So, for example, if you look at that survey and just say, I'm going to take this data and use it in my report or for whatever reason, I think in some respects you're kidding yourself. I think you really need to dig deeper, and maybe even reach it out to a chief in one of those departments to really understand what their organization is all about, not just the 8 or 10 categories that are captured in the survey.
Great. You can find the Combination Fire Department 2011 Run Survey on page 68 of the March issue of Firehouse Magazine. Look for links to this article and the entire issue of the magazine on the podcast player page. Thank you again, Chief Christopoulos.
Thank you.